Bodega Bay Eclogue. The rain's been falling for weeks. Bodega Head ethereal in mist. The fishing boats almost mirages. Odd arrangements of sticks like tiny black letters in the gray and yellow light. But we've come out, my dog and I, to walk the gravel road to the beach between the rusty marshes, green and red with ice plant in full regalia for spring. The signal most years for the rains to cease. The long dry months to begin here along the north coast, where the land meets up with the sea in a friendlier way than the bluffs of its neighbor, Bodega Head, its precipitous trails and brightly clad whale watchers with their weekend binoculars and hats. Here sandy loam wetlands ease the land's way out to the crashing Pacific, still aloft in its winter waves. No one else out in this weather, and this is our last day here, the dog and I. Time to close up the cabin and return to the city, to the man who sits rooted at the window, half ghost, listening to the invisible birds at the feeder, freely coming and going. But here the dog has found a mole hole to pounce on, and now she's gambling off to see what's up ahead. And now I can see the whole wetland before me, and there's a small packet of brown ducks in the upper corner of the canvas. And closer in, along the trail, a snowy egret stands fishing for her supper, immobile as if she were made of stone. I leash the dog and sit here on this wooden bench, dedicated by some bereaved soul to a loved one who has passed, the metal plaque rusted away in the salty air. Still, the missing person, who no doubt walked here daily among the tall grasses between ponds, sits invisibly dreaming on the bench beside us. Two Canada geese flap in honking, skid side by side across the water between the reeds, and come to rest, well deserved. It's spring migration time, and they may have come all the way from Mexico. And now the egret is giving it up. She raises her wings tentatively, and then with a strong surge they flap, and she is up, her long golden legs trailing behind her white feathers as she lifts above us and soars away out over the emerald hills.